Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative located on the square in West Salem. The entire village of West Salem is underneath the boil order until further notice. Customers need to boil their water to be used for human consumption. A few days ago, the boil order was in effect for West Salem was lifted. This is a new boil order now in effect. The Fairfield City Council will have their regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, January 9th, in the council chambers of City Hall. Items include discussion of an ordinance regarding the redevelopment agreement with Kiefer Development, Inc. Also slated on the agenda is Ruth Ponder of Payment Services, Inc., and an update on the local debt recovery program will be provided. Items in executive session include a resolution regarding the release of executive session minutes and a resolution authorizing destruction of audio recordings of closed session minutes. The Fairfield City Council meets Tuesday, January 9th in the Council Chambers of City Hall. Wayne County Crime Stoppers Board met Thursday evening, voting to pay a $100 cash reward for information that led to the arrest of drug suspect. The information resulted in the arrest of 34-year-old Christopher Johnson of Fairfield on a felony charge of manufacture or delivery of between 30 and 500 grams of marijuana. Johnson is slated for a preliminary hearing on the case on January 22nd. Carmi City Police report the arrest Thursday of 27-year-old Ashley M. Bebout of Carmi on an Edwards County warrant charging her with failure to appear in court. Bond was $225. And Mark Hall of Railroad Street in Carmi reports that someone entered his home and stole his laptop computer. No value was listed on the loss.
Finding a good automotive repair shop is kind of like finding a good doctor. When you need one, you only want the very best. That's why more and more people choose Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi. Automotive repair, 24-hour towing, tires, collision repair, you'll find it all at Cherry Street Automotive. There's no need to look anywhere else. You want the very best, and that's what you will get at Cherry Street Automotive on East Cherry Street in Carmi. Call 382-7165 for an appointment today.
Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers will be hosting their annual Bingo and Silent Auction Night on Saturday, January 27th, 2018 at 7 p.m. in the Fairfield American Legion. The fundraising event is once again being held in honor of all the local veterans. As such, all veterans will be granted their first set of bingo cards free to the event with proof of ID. A portion of the evening's proceeds will be donated to the Veterans Memorial Park renovations at Lakeside. The community is invited to come out and support not only the Mulebackers, but our local veterans in attendance and community upgrades. Several area businesses and individuals have generously donated items toward the silent auction. A complete listing of items will be available on the FCHS Mulebackers Facebook page. Moderators for the evening will be none other than Fairfield's Sheldon Bunning and Jeff Zerlini. Light refreshments will be served. Attendance in the event is limited to individuals age 21 and older. The National Weather Service in Paducah has released their weather summary for the month of December. Temperatures were running above the normal through the first 3 weeks of the month. However, a cold snap that began on Christmas Eve kept temperatures below 40 degrees through the end of the month. Some record lows and record cold highs were established during the last week of the year, including one of the coldest New Year's Eve on record in our region. Despite the lack of snow cover, low temperatures dipped into the single digits on many nights. Regarding precipitation, December was another dry month with drier than normal conditions across basically the entire region. There was only a few locations that picked up near normal precipitation for the month, mostly across western Kentucky. State climatologist Jim Angel reported 2017 was the sixth warmest year on record for Illinois with an average temperature of 53.4 degrees, which is 2 degrees above normal. Statewide precipitation was 37.65 inches, about 2.3 inches below normal. Mount Vernon police have arrested a 26-year-old Mount Vernon man in connection with 5 recent burglaries and theft cases. Jonathan Reed was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon after a GPS was stolen from a car, led them to an Ellis Drive apartment complex where they located the vehicle and Reed inside a nearby apartment. After being interviewed, Reed was arrested for a motor vehicle theft in connection with that case. He was also charged with a residential burglary attempt on South 23rd the same day, a theft of and burglary from a car on Perkins Avenue, and a June theft of a car from South 2nd Street in Mount Vernon. Reed was incarcerated in the Jefferson County Justice Center awaiting the setting of bond. A Benton man now faces federal fraud charges for stealing more than $500,000 from his employer. The U.S. attorney charged 48-year-old Carrie E. Mosley of Benton with 6 counts each of wire and mail fraud. Investigators say Mosley altered documents while working as the manager of Southern Illinois Healthcare's Radiation Oncology Department. At the same time, Mosley worked for the Tennessee-based company QED Medical Physics Incorporated. Prosecutors say Mosley falsified QED records for work he didn't actually complete. QED then submitted invoices to SIH based on the false information. The scheme went on from December 2006 to July 2013. Investigators say Mosley took more than $500,000 during that time. He is due in court January 16th to be formally charged. The big lunch at First Christian Church has come to an end. It was the fall of 2010 when the first big lunch was served at the Great Giveaway at the First Christian Church. Since then, there have been more than 60 big lunches and more than 9,000 meals that have been served. Many families and individuals had a hot meal and good company around those tables in those years. The folks with the First Christian Church want to thank the Big Lunch team, led by Chuck Griswold, for the many hours spent preparing for each big lunch. Ray Elliott, Jim Gruner, Joe Holman, Jim Merritt, and Bruce Reeves were the regular cooks that helped get things ready. Of course, the food is not useful if it's not served, and there was a great crew that helped with that. Chris Cable, Kim Liston, Debbie McKibben, June Whedon, and Judy Griswold. There were many others who helped serve from time to time as well, including the student ministry at the First Christian. Thanks also goes out to everyone who came and enjoyed the food. While it's sad to see the program like this end, the folks at the First Christian Church say they are excited to see how the Feed My Sheep ministry has grown and thank God for their work. The Center Street School Geography Bee was held Friday, with the winners have been announced. They are winner Chase Klein, 6th grade, son of Dwight and Amber Klein. Second runner-up, Landon Best, 6th grade, son of Jim and Doris Best. Chase will take a test to determine if he gets to admit to the State Geography Bee. Congratulations to Chase and Landon, and to all those who participated. The Jeff Grade School Spelling Bee was held on Thursday, January 4th. The winner was 5th grader Kira Freeman, daughter of Jason and Tamala Freeman. The runner-up was 5th grade Brett Hallam, son of Ron and Sheila Hallam. These two will advance to the Wayne County Spelling Bee to be held in February.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showrooms to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899 or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat and massage. We have Lazy Boy Furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Registration and evaluations for the annual Upward basketball season have been set for January 12th and 13th. Evaluations will be held in the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church gym on Friday, January 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. and Saturday, January 13th, 9 to noon. This is for boys and girls from kindergarten through 6th grade. Registration forms may be picked up at the church, which is located at 177 West Delaware, and should be returned at the time of the mandatory evaluations. Upward basketball will kick off with practices the week of January 29th. The first game will be February 10th, with the final game will be on March 17th. Registration fee for the Upward season is $50. Shorts are optional for an additional $15. Fairfield Lions Club needs your help. Saturday, January 13th, the Fairfield Lions Club will be collecting Christmas lights that no longer work. The collection site will be at the Contiki Senior Center from 9 a.m. until noon. In addition to Christmas lights, the club will also be accepting donations of eyeglasses, hearing aids, empty ink cartridges, cell phones, soda tabs, and keys. These items will be recycled, and the proceeds used to help fund Lions Club programs throughout the state. For over 40 years, Lions Clubs have helped raise funding for the 13 programs and services that the Lions of Illinois Foundation provides to communities throughout Illinois, which include assistance for the visually and hearing impaired. Any donation made, whether big or small, is greatly appreciated. For more information, contact David Savage of the Fairfield Lions Club at 618-516-1229. Crude oil is at $54.50, unchanged since yesterday. Clyde Allen Buckles, 80 of rural West Salem, Illinois, passed away from his life to the next on January 4th, 2018, at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. He was born on November 17th, 1937, in West Salem to Ellis and Elise Buckles. He married Loretta Schwartzbaugh on November 19th, 1955, at the Evangelical United Methodist Church in West Salem. Clyde worked 29 years for the state of Illinois for the Department of Transportation. He loved farming. It was his passion. He enjoyed tinkering with farm machinery and attending machinery sales. He also enjoyed family vacations and traveling. Clyde was a member of the Marian Christian Church. He was preceded in death by his parents, a sister, Juanita Meadows, and a granddaughter, Ashley Bozecker. He is survived by his wife, Loretta, of rural West Salem, his daughter, Wanda Bozecker, of Albin, two sons, David Buckles of Albin and Phil Buckles of Knoxville, Tennessee, one sister, Rowena Bunning, of Bone Gap, one brother, Daryl Buckles of Grayville, nine grandchildren, Ryan Grefzu, Rachel Braddock, Whitney Van Winkle, Darius Bozecker, Andrew Buckles, Bryce Buckles, Kendra Strugrill, Abby McConnell, Haley McConnell, and six grandchildren, with three more on the way. Funeral services for Clyde Allen Buckles will be held at 2 p.m. on Sunday, January 7th, 2018, at Ingraham Funeral Home in West Salem, Illinois. There will be no visitation. Burial will follow at Marian Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Marian Church Cemetery Fund. Family and friends are encouraged to wear casual dress in memory of Clyde. Overalls, Carhartt jackets, and boots are welcome. Online condolences and memories may be shared with the family at www.ingrahamfh.net. Ingraham Funeral Home of West Salem is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements.
Quickly improve your new year with faster internet from Wabash Communications. Speeding up your internet is an easy resolution to achieve. Plus, it may help with your other resolutions. Reduce stress by getting rid of too slow internet and have more fun with a better streaming experience. Get up to 1 gig with Wabash Fiber. Call 665-3311 now for a speedier 2018. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location. Contact us for details.
Time now for your classic hits forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 20, wind chill value as low as 6. Tonight, increasing clouds, with the temperature rising to around 17 by 5 a.m. Sunday, a chance of rain, snow, and freezing rain, cloudy with a high near 34. Sunday night, freezing rain and sleet with a low around 32. Monday, 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, with a high near 40 and a low around 26. We have your local news, weather, and sports. We're your classic hit station, we're WFIW 104.9 FM.